3. The prison. The second room was designed to be a prison. In 1596, an order was placed to manufacture bars for the window, along with a thick door with a lock and a wicket protected with an iron bar. A toilet was also ordered here, with a stone gutter that connected to the exterior and a bucket pipe leading to the upper floors, where urinals were to be put in place, although these were never built. The room is known as the ecclesiastical, priests, or cleric prison, although there is no documentary evidence to confirm that anyone was ever imprisoned there. The idea may come from a Latin inscription painted in red letters on a dark blue background, which spoke of innocence and redemption. This inscription is no longer preserved, as it was painted over the image we can see of Mary's Holy Family. This tempera painting was made by an unknown artist. It depicts the Virgin Mary as a child, standing before her parents, Saint Anne and Saint Joachim, both elderly, while all three were illuminated by a dove symbolizing the Holy Spirit. Anecdotally, during the plague of 1647, a certain man called Pineda disobeyed the town's lockdown order and was summoned to appear every day before the clerk of the Junta del Morbo, or otherwise be locked up in the Bell Tower prison. This type of board was a committee set up to deal with problems stemming from the plague. Even so, there is no evidence that he was ultimately imprisoned here either. On one side of the room, there is a small room, the latrine. Many fragments of pottery, remains of keys, and also a plaster plaque depicting the Virgen María de la Cueva Santa were recovered from the latrine cesspit. What was discarded back at that time now offers us valuable information about material life in the tower. A study of the pottery shards has revealed that they are fragments of plates, glasses, bowls, and pots from the 17th to the 19th centuries. They mainly comprise lustreware and blue pottery from the Valencian workshops of Paterna and Manises, ceramics in green, manganese and blue, which possibly comes from the workshops of Teruel and Muel, and the ceramics of Larcora. On the upper floor we will visit the bellringer's house. Once again, please be careful not to slip on the steps, and when we reach the room, mind your head.